Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm so happy to have you here this morning, and I hope we'll have a good session today. Welcome back. I'm Glovina Williams. In today's episode, we're going to cover what happens when you have an encounter with God. Wow, a divine encounter. That's what we're talking about today. And today's episode, I think we're just going to really learn how to handle this divine encounter. Because we really want to see what happens when we step out on faith. And before we begin, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, it requires that we take action. And hopefully today, this episode will encourage you to step out on faith. You know, maybe perhaps you may have even given up on some of your goals, some of your dreams. I really want to encourage you today. I want to be that person in your life that says, I believe in you. I know that you're important, not just to God and not just to yourself and your family. You're important to me and you're important to humanity. You know, in the last episode, we took a look and we did a short comparative analysis of a man who desperately wanted to accomplish a long-awaited goal. And this man, the goal was that he wanted to be healed. He wanted to be made whole. And so every day, this man, he would go to this pool, but he was never able to get himself into the pool so that he could receive this miraculous healing. So as we previously stated, you know, he never gave up. And eventually this unnamed man, who, and this story is recorded in the book of John, eventually he was healed and he was made whole by Jesus. And the key that we looked at last week was that he did what? He followed the directions and the instructions. He picked up his bed and he walked. And I want to remind you again that today we're in a place where we can gain some clarity, rebuild or even restructure our life, and feel safe and happy while we're doing it. So, you know, we're going to look at, you know, how can we accept? How can we reinforce? How can we recognize how we can be strategically positioned to attain those predetermined goals? And perhaps we might even exceed our expectations. You know, I often think about this. One of the reasons I believe that we don't step out on faith as boldly as we should or as often as we should, because we have some doubts about our purpose. Sometimes it is a lack of clarity or precision of purpose. And even if we'll take a challenge and just reflectively ask ourselves, what is my purpose? Dig a little deeper. What am I called to do? And it can also be very revealing to us if we ask, what do I believe? What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And then think about this. What have you personally set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Often we don't step out on faith because we lack clarity. And many times we can have a divine encounter and not really realize that's what has happened. So when we're gearing up to step out on faith, I don't want you to let others look at you and try to judge your spiritual character by your circumstance or by the trouble you may be in or by a situation or even by the problems that may be surrounding you or your loved ones. Other individuals, they really cannot judge you by what you're going through, because when you're stepping out on faith, when you're having that divine encounter with God, guess what? You also encounter various situations and circumstances that you may not have the experiential knowledge to quickly solve. You know, it's like you've never been at this place before. You've never experienced this before. So things might look a little shaky. Things may not look as smooth to the outside world or even to you. But I want you to know that your faith in you are. You're moving toward your goals, your predetermined goals. So, if I could just recommend to you today, if during these times of stepping out on faith and meeting new challenges, remind yourself you have a purpose. You were born for a specific and direct reason, and you're chosen by God, and you have many gifts and many talents, some of them just needing to be unfolded so that humanity can benefit from who you are and what you contain that will take humanity to a new level. And God is on your side while you're doing this. And your faith is being strengthened by every test that you encounter. You're not getting weaker. Because you're going through things, you may feel sometimes like you're weak. But guess what? You're being strengthened by the test. Because when you're stepping out on faith, I don't want you to fall into this trap. When you run into obstacles and they do believe that God is punishing you, stop saying that. This is happening to me because God is punishing me. God is angry at me. I want to add, God loves you. Others may judge us by our current circumstances or situations, but remember, you're moving toward fulfillment of purpose. You're moving toward fulfillment of purpose. You know, sometimes a man or a woman can be actually blameless before God, but yet face difficult events in pursuing their predetermined goals. Look at your own life. Let's look at our lives. Sometimes you say, why did that happen? I was doing all the right things. I was moving in the right direction. Because remember, many times we are in, if I could use the term, we're in new territory. We're learning new ways of doing things. We're moving into new dimensions and new realms of new experiences that are actually leading us to fulfilling our goals. Hard times, difficult decisions, those are not indicators that you're on the wrong path. Because hard times hit or you have to make difficult decisions, that is part of the new realm and the new territory. I think that if you reflected back over a successful event or a successful period in your life, I almost can guarantee you that you'll discover that there were some tough times, some difficult decisions that had to be made. Some were resolved quickly, if you think about it, and others may have required more time, which means you had to exercise some patience. Just because your goal doesn't come in a snap of a finger or as rapid as you or even others may have expected you to achieve your goals and as you're stepping out on faith, God is still working things out for you. Hey, I know that I'm speaking to people that have destiny and you want to fulfill that destiny. So as we're going through periods where we have to stretch our faith, you know, we call them sometimes stretch goals. Your belief in God and your belief in your ability will help you to reach your goals. and do your very best not to condemn yourself or put yourself down. Don't be so hard on yourself. Continue to step out on faith and continue to clarify your vision. Remember, continue to get clarity and precision of your vision. And sometimes it's simply by pausing and asking, what is my purpose? What am I called to do? What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? Possibly, what have I set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? When you're stepping out on faith, it's a good practice also. Count your blessings. Yeah, count your blessings. Even in the thick of it, count your blessings. Reflect upon the blessings of God, the abilities that you have, even the breath that you breathe, your family, your loved ones, the fact that you're able to move about within your home with freedom. You have so very much to be thankful for. Be thankful for your gifts, your talents, the ability to think, the ability to reason. Even with these uncertain times that we're living in, count your blessings. This, I know, is a time of struggle for many of us. Things are so different now. We're learning new ways of doing things. We're having to be consciously aware of contacts that we make as never before, probably in our lifetime. And this can sometimes be a struggle. But yet, count your blessings, even in this period of the world situation. And so even as we have difficult times in our life, when sometimes we look to the right, oh, I don't see God, I don't see a plan, I don't see anything unfolding. I look to the left, I don't know what decision I should make. I look back, oh, I can't seem to draw from my experience in the past to make this decision. And we look forward and then it seems like we can't locate God. And you may even ask, where is God now? God is with you. And as a matter of fact, this is many times one of our greatest divine encounters when we don't discern, recognize, or visibly or invisibly or consciously feel the presence of God. God hasn't forsaken you. He's there. And I have found in my life, when I go through those experiences where I may ask the question, where is God right now? Those are the times when I came through that period of fulfillment and growth and I looked back. Guess what? I saw how God's hand was moving in my life. His invisible hand was putting things in order. He was there all the time. He was there. He was right in the midst of it. He was in the thick of it. He was changing. He was fixing things. He was making things right. And I want to say to you today, whatever you're going through, it's going to work out for your good. And here's a body of knowledge. Here's something I want us to really grab this morning. God is with you. God is for you. And he's on your side. Because you're chosen by him. You have a plan. He has a plan and he has a purpose for you. And never, ever forget that God loves you. God has put us through the life that was given up by Jesus. God has put us, what, in perfect alignment now. A divine encounter. Listen at this, my beloveds. A divine encounter with God releases power in our life. Power to forgive and power to be forgiven. Power to have the guilt that may be on our conscience removed so that we can be free to fulfill our destiny, free to be creative. Remember, you can be in good standing with God. I want to go back to where we started and yet face difficult times. Listen, when you're moving forward, there may come some unwanted, undeserved, and unconstructive criticism. It comes our way. But remember, when you're stepping out of faith and unexpected obstacles arise, keep your vision right up front. Keep it in front of you. And do not deny what you may need to do. Don't deny. We can pray, we can meditate, we can read, we can plan, we can strategize. But listen, my beloved, you must take action. Don't let any of those things, unconstructive criticism, don't allow it to prevent you from continuing to strategize and remain as calm as you can. Examine yourself. You know, sometimes when things get a little shaky and, you know, you're kind of, hey, God, what's going on? Just take a moment and do some introspective. Am I angry? Am I angry with myself? Am I angry with someone else? Have I not forgiven? Am I feeling sad or depressed about something that's going to work out anyway? Am I depressed regarding something unrelated to me moving forward? Do I need to apologize, make amends? In other words, I'm saying, God, search my heart right now. I'm having a divine encounter with the Creator. God, I thank you that you're on my side, that you're searching me as I'm stepping out on faith, as I am pursuing, even as I encounter difficult times, I'm still pursuing the vision, the goal, the reason why, God, that you brought me here on earth. And guess what? As I mentioned, as you're pursuing those goals, you may be judged or criticized unjustly, but no one can judge you by your situation. No one. You know, there's an old saying that says, you can't judge a book by looking at its cover. No one really knows your inner, your deepest convictions and how you're continuing to pursue your vision, your goal, even in adverse and during adverse situations and times. So continue to have those divine encounters by recognizing God is in control of the circumstances in my life. I've said it before and I'll say it again. And someone taught me this, shared this with me. 95% of what we need to do to fulfill our goals, God's already taken care of it. We just need to do 5%. But the 5% takes 100% of your effort. Did you hear that? 5%. 100% of our effort, because God's presence is with you when you face your challenges of life. God will have you to experience some of the outcomes of pursuing and achieving our goals. You'll experience joy, peace, the abundant life, the more than enough life, a life of confidence and stability. But you must have the courage, please, step out on faith. Step out on faith where your dreams are fulfilled. And remembering, with God, all things are possible if you only believe. Do you believe God? If so, it's time for you to step out on faith. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to say to you, that, listen, that question, do you believe God? Do you believe God? Can you step out on faith? Even if you have some doubt, even if you're lacking a little bit of clarity and precision, just reflectively ask yourself, what's my purpose? What am I called to do? What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And what have I set aside that didn't work out the first time? but I want you to try it again. I want you to have a great day and know that you can do it. I know you can.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.